In the School Beach podcast number 6, let us look at how the United States and several other countries around the world, irrespective of whether they have democracy, dictatorship, authoritarianism, communism, socialism, despotism, monarchy, or something in between, they are all out to destroy social media and information technology companies, since the ruling cabal in these countries feel that their greedy and continuous unethical, unfettered grip on power is threatened by social media. This is because, as we discussed in podcast number 5, social media is a town square where anyone and everyone has freedom of speech and expression and can express their views so long as they are not infringing on the rights of others nor using it to harm anyone. But the ruling cabal in all these countries say in unison that they are doing this to protect the public from false and misleading stories. What rubbish. But these greedy, power-hungry cabals have no such qualms about mainstream media, since they are their mouthpieces and propaganda machines promoting their planned schemes and narratives. Just look what they did a few years ago with all their lies to go to war in Iraq. They are all peas in the same pod. No difference. Their motto is hold on to power by any means at any cost. As mentioned in our first podcast, the whole world looks up to the United States to set an example and guide them and lead them to wealth and prosperity, welfare and happiness for the peoples by encouraging freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, democracy and self-determination. As discussed in Cool Beach podcast numbers 5, the U.S. government and various state governments and the U.S. Congress have been trying their best to shut down, split up or destroy social media and information technology companies. They are in the courts suing Google to destroy their business model. If they succeed, what will happen to our current free use of Google searches, emails, Gmails, Google Maps, etc.? Google provides all these currently free to the public. Probably the government cabal will give it free to their favorite lobbies, who will eventually be subsidized, that is welfare, to operate them inefficiently and sporadically. However, you will notice that the cabal have no qualms. Mainstream media, cable news and other news outlets operate while collecting all the demographics data and sell ads. Countries around the world are following our example to control and shut down social media, information technologies, and even the internet itself. UN Agency on Human Rights, using data from Keep It On Coalition, reported 931 shutdowns of internet itself in 74 countries between 2016 and 2021 in 74 countries. According to the internet watchdog named Axis News, in 2022 alone, countries around the world shut down the internet 187 times in parts of their countries or in the whole country. Countries have even shut down Wikipedia. China censured internet and social media usage to curtail revolt and unrest against their draconian policies in November 22 and previously during the COVID-19 pandemic. Russia and Ukraine did it. India alone did it 84 times in 2022 in parts of India, that is 45% of the total worldwide shutdowns of 187. In the Middle East, several countries do it periodically. Now in the midst of the Israeli-Hamas war, they are shutting down and arresting social media users who post whatever the government does not like. Truth is the first casualty of war, as we mentioned before. They do it in Africa and in South American countries. In Europe, they are imposing severe sanctions, restrictions and fines on information technology and social media companies and going at it full force. But they have no issue with the mainstream media. Next, in Cool Beach podcast number 7, we will look at why the US is after TikTok.